The candidates vying to be Illinois comptroller are at odds over whether the office should even continue to exist. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Estimates say cash-strapped Illinois would have an extra $12 million in the bank if the state's two fiscal offices merged.
Most businesses, most companies today have a CFO, not two individual offices.
That's Republican Leslie Munger, who, as Illinois' comptroller, pays the state's bills. Or she's supposed to. Given that Illinois doesn't have enough money to pay all of its bills, her role has gained prominence. The comptroller has to decide who gets paid and when. Munger's chief challenger for the job, Democrat Susana Mendoza, leans toward keeping it separate from that of treasurer as a guard against things like embezzlement.
So the Office of the Comptroller was created to provide a checks and balance to the Office of the Treasurer, given the financial malfeasance that had happened back in the 50s. And so there is a purpose for the office, unless if anyone in this room believes that Illinois is no longer subject to corruption in office.
Combining the offices would require a change in the state's constitution. I'm Amanda Vinicky.